We have gathered here today to celebrate all those who make our children's spiritual development program a reality. We should also take this opportunity to reaffirm that the work we do in CSD is central to the life and mission of the larger USG community. As many of you know, the mission of this church is to build beloved community with compassion, service, and empowerment. Today, I am going to talk about how building beloved community is just as much about establishing relationships between adults as it is about establishing relationships between the children and adults of our community. I will also suggest that our CSD program is central to the work of our church community in that CSD provides an opportunity for both children's and adults' spiritual development. One way we supported adult spiritual development this year was through the implementation of a teacher training series that consisted of 4 workshops. In our first workshop, we passed an apple around the room. Everyone was instructed to observe the apple for a couple of seconds and then write down their observation on a piece of paper. We did this several times, and what surprised me is that nobody said it was a bad apple, or a damaged apple, or an apple with issues, or that they wished it was some other type of fruit. What was observed is the apple had a few dark spots. The apple had multiple colors. The apple was round and hard. Simple, direct, unbiased observation. Of course, with a touch of curiosity at why we were doing this exercise in the first place. Well, the exercise was done to help teachers recognize a way of being with children, to begin to become comfortable with observing what is, to treat each child as a unique mix of gifts and needs, which can only be discovered when we look without judgment, directly, and with a touch of curiosity. This way of being with children generates right relationship, and right relationship is the basis of building beloved community, which, consequently, is the basis of creating peace and justice in our society. This is how the work we do in CSD is social justice work. It is how our 6th UU principle is enacted, and it evidences a way in which children and adults might grow together. Yes, and all of this insight from an exercise with an apple. That was my joke. When children are met where they are and nourished according to their developmental need, they grow in optimal well-being. When children live in optimal well-being, they naturally actualize their spiritual aspects, such as love, meaning-making, value, and aesthetics. This way of being with the child provides them with access to the wisdom of their developmental moment. And adults who meet children where they are might also have access to the wisdom of the child's developmental moment, as well as access to adult development of wisdom, which may include the flowering of innate adult capacities such as service, presence, insight, compassion, and gratitude. Adult development through working with children might also include cognitive development, because the adult may have undergone a shift in perception due to questioning an unchallenged assumption that may have surfaced. Adults who work with children might also experience emotional development, as they may have increased their capacity for empathy, trust, and greater emotional complexity, such as that simultaneous feeling of intense frustration and love. Parents, you know what I'm talking about. So next year, CSD is going to offer even more workshops, opportunities for teachers, as well as opportunities for parents. But it is not the workshops in and of themselves that provide the opportunity for adult spiritual development. Adult spiritual development, in the sense that we are beginning to define it in CSD, is made possible because of the adult-child relationship. So it is the relationship itself that provides the context for learning. This is why we are advocating that the relationship between the adult and child is the most important aspect of our CSD program. All curriculum, lessons, and rituals are afforded a secondary position to creating right relationship and building beloved community. This transforms the educational environment, thus making transformational learning possible. Many insightful teachers have said this: to transform society, we must first transform ourselves. That is to say, we must transform or have a shift in consciousness. This shift includes our understanding of ourselves, our self-locations, and our relationships with other humans, as well as the natural world. Transformational learning makes us understand the world in a different way, changing the way we experience it and the way we act in our day-to-day lives. One way we can enact transformational learning is by engaging the field of self-knowledge with children. Furthermore, I would suggest that engaging the field of self-knowledge is the cornerstone of spiritual development in both children and adults. It is a mutual process of development for both the teacher and the student, because adults who help children grow in self-knowledge also must be growing in self-knowledge. Development becomes a mutual process when the adult who is helping the child reflect on their behavior, their thoughts, and their feelings is engaged in a similar process of self-reflection. So what is the field of self-knowledge, and how does it relate to spiritual development? The field of self-knowledge is constituted by the learning processes, actions, and insights by which we come to know our whole being. Spiritual development, at least in terms of UU philosophy, is related to that mysterious, awesome force from which our universe exploded and is now sustained. We call it the spirit of life. Since the spirit of life is infused into every aspect of our being, spiritual development would necessarily mean the development and integration of every aspect of ourselves: physical, emotional, cognitive, social, and spiritual. Learning on self-knowledge is an emergent process that is characterized by freedom. The freedom to learn, which is our fourth UU principle, is thus felt, absorbed, embedded in the educational relationship. It is not an abstract concept to be memorized. Rather, when we engage the field of self-knowledge with children, freedom is experienced directly through the educational relationship that we are creating together. And I would suggest that all of our principles need to be learned this way, not through memorization, but through the experiential realization of these principles in the relationships that we create with one another. In this, we are learning to read from the book of life, because life is relationship. This is why the relationship between the adult and child is so important. It is the context for learning, which is unpredictable, dynamic, and happening from moment to moment. Like freedom, self-knowledge is not discovered through abstract concepts that can be disconnected from context. Rather, self-knowledge is discovered when we engage our communities of practice through self-reflection and awareness. We at USG are a community of practice. A community of practice is a distinct culture that creates and recreates itself. Thus, a community of practice can be seen as either supporting existing cultural paradigms that are based upon fear, division, and hierarchical authority, or they can support the transformation of society toward a new culture of peace. There are no blueprints or instructions that we can read and follow on how to make a more peaceful world. We make peace by being peaceful. Thus, in terms of the work we do in CSD, the creation of a new culture of peace would be seen to the degree that both the child and adult are co-generating peace in their relationship. Just like each and every person is a unique expression of our common humanity, so too our community is a unique expression of the larger Unitarian Universalist denomination. This means that there is no ready-made, one-size-fits-all program that we can subscribe to. The needs of our children, teachers, and larger community are unique, and our program must reflect those needs and provide specific nourishments to meet those needs. In this way, our children's spiritual development program is made and remade every year by the adults and children who regularly participate in it. In this, let us make no mistake, our children's spiritual development program is a reflection of the culture we are creating within the larger USG community. If we see it as a context for both children's and adult spiritual development, then we have transformed the educational relationship, and we have begun to embed our seven principles as a way of being and growing together. Thank you.